Back here on the Rough Call and driven by D. Patrick Nissan, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix, and we've got you until 6 here on WREF. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Save your money for a night out at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor, and their crispy cracker crust pizza is a guaranteed win every single time. Spanky's is on the west side in Schnucks Plaza and downtown on Jefferson Avenue. All right, we did a Seymour's Glass score check in talking about the Indianapolis Colts from yesterday. It's time for yet another. Remember, Seymour's Glass is the place to go, whether you're in Jasper, Princeton, or in Evansville, for a cracked windshield or anything around the house. 812-422-4149. Again, 812-422-4149. So we're looking at this game from yesterday. It was the game in college football, Indiana football, taking down Oregon. IU catapults up to 3 in the AP poll. They go into Eugene as the 7th best team. They take down the number 3 team. And this is the game. This is it. The game in which people start to say, okay, fine, I guess I was wrong. Because the doubters were out there. They were loud and obnoxious. Okay, the first time that IU has taken down a top 5 team on the road in their program's history. This is it. IU is now earning first place votes. They have their highest ranking in program history as the number 3 team in the AP Top 25. Kurt Cignetti has now made IU legit. It was fun when they were in the college football playoff last year. It was interesting when Cignetti was at the podium. People were entertained last year. This year, you destroy Illinois. You handle business on the road at Iowa. And what happens against Oregon? The Hoosiers go in there, never looked outmatched, never once. You get the win. A couple of weird plays, both teams with their Heisman-caliber quarterbacks throwing interceptions. Both of them were tipped. Fernando Mendoza made some big plays. The run defense was spectacular. And IU seems to be the team to beat in the Big Ten. It's not an exaggeration anymore to say that this team is going to go undefeated in the regular season after beating Oregon 30-20 on Saturday. Okay, it's not. Because going into this season, the two games that we had circled here on WREF and said, okay, these could be losses, but it's okay if they are, because a two-loss Big Ten team is going to the college football playoff. It was Oregon, and it was Penn State. Look at where Penn State's at right now. More on them later. But it was this game that we said, okay, this could be trouble, because Dante Moore is the odds-on favorite for the Heisman, and because Eugene's a really tough place to play, and because Cignetti's really never won the big game at IU. They folded last year against Ohio State in the regular season when they had an opportunity to make a statement like they did this weekend. They folded in the college football playoff against Notre Dame last year. So when it comes to really big games, up until Saturday, the closest that IU had was probably the Illinois game from the end of September. September 20th, really. What did they do? They established the run. And yeah, Lee Beebe not being there, it hurts. But it turns out, 70 yards, 19 carries from Roman Hemby, 2 touchdowns, that's enough to compliment him. Kalen Black, he played well. 31 yards on the ground on 7 touches. They established the run. Mendoza found Surratt. Do you remember earlier in the season when I had Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat on the program? Of course, you can hear IU Sports Talk, Indiana Sports Beat, from 1 to 3 every single weekday here on WREF. And there's plenty to talk about, as we are right now. I had Jim Coyle on the program, and Surratt and Mendoza, they just were not connecting early in the season. It was Old Dominion, the first game of the year, where IU looked a little sus, and Mendoza just wasn't finding Surratt. We were thinking, uh-oh, is this a problem? Yeah, it's not a problem. Surratt, 121 yards, 8 catches, and a touchdown. Omar Cooper, 7 catches, 58 yards. So you establish the run, you open up the game. In the pass, you take the top off, and this team, all of a sudden, tough to beat. Okay. We know that the offense played well, 30 points against Oregon, that's no joke. But let's really break down how they won this game. Let's really figure it out together. They won this game, indisputably, through their defense. Okay. Oregon, I looked it up. Oregon averages about 250 yards on the ground, 250 yards in the air. In all fairness, I actually think it's more than 250, but I know it's at least 250 off the top of my head. In the air, they had 186 yards. On the ground, 81 yards. Okay, you stifled that Oregon offense. But Brad, they had 20 points. What do you mean they stifled them? Well, Mendoza, remember that interception I was talking about that was tipped? Yeah, that was a pick six. So take 7 points off the board for the Oregon offense. And Dante Moore, I guess give him credit because he made the throw, but there was a complete collapse in the IU coverage on that 40-yard bomb on the passing touchdown from Dante Moore to Malik Benson, 44 yards to be exact. By the way, Benson's only catch of the day. So if you take that one play away and the pick six, what did Oregon's offense do? What did the big bad Ducks with all their Phil Knight money do? They did nothing. Not against this IU defense. And yeah, Mendoza is, as of now, a favorite for the Heisman Trophy. And yeah, Elijah Surratt, as of now, is a bona fide stud who could win Receiver of the Year and could very well be a first-round pick in the NFL. But this team is a defensive team. It is their defensive line, the run stoppers. And now, IU, by the way, we talk about their run defense, and we should, but remember that the secondary, you had D'Angelo Pons back. Look at how big a deal that was to take Dante Moore and essentially abbreviate him into an okay, not great quarterback. Dante Moore, the Heisman Trophy favorite, Dante Moore, 21 for 34, 186 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. I don't think so. That's not the Dante Moore that I saw through 5 games. That's not the Dante Moore that people were betting on to win the Heisman Trophy. Well, you know why? Because that Dante Moore had never seen this IU defense. This IU defense is the reason that they won. And this IU defense is absolutely a championship caliber unit. And that's why IU is undefeated through 6 games. And again, like I said, they're going to go undefeated in the regular season. I'm calling my shot right now. That's not a hot take. Okay, because the common opinion was Oregon and Penn State are losses. You go back home to play Michigan State, mediocre at best team, for next week. And of course, we'll have the action for you on WREF, a 2:30 kick. Michigan State just lost to UCLA last week. And okay, fine, UCLA is playing pretty well over the last couple of games and may have gotten James Franklin fired with that win that they had a couple of weeks ago. But this Michigan State game, that's a win. Okay, then you play UCLA, silence them. Fun story right now, but silence them. Both of those games, by the way, at home. Then you go on the road to play Maryland, maybe a tough game to start November. At Penn State, should be basically a bye game with where they're at, not just because they fired their coach for a $50 million buyout, but also because Drew Aller, their starting quarterback, he's out for the year. You finish up with Wisconsin at home, Purdue on the road. This is going to be an undefeated team going into the college football playoff. And by the way, if you are an undefeated team in the Big Ten, not only are you in the college football playoff, not only do you have a bye, this team could be the number one team in all of college football, in the college football playoff poll. And they probably should be if they are undefeated. I guess we'll wait and see, deal with it when we get there. But I'm just laying out to you the importance of this win. This was the challenge. And they were up to it. And they never looked fazed, not once. So I'm buying every single share of IU football. Every ounce of stock that I can after what they did. Because again, the only other game that I was looking at is thinking, okay, that's a loss, is a whiteout at Happy Valley, Penn State. By the way, you want to talk about where IU is right now? IU fans, you should be on cloud nine, I'm sure you are. If at any moment you get unappreciative, you get greedy, you lose sight of what has actually been done and accomplished already, compare Kurt Cignetti to James Franklin. Penn State, more money than IU. Penn State, more resources than IU. Penn State, more history than IU. Penn State, better recruiting footprint geographically than IU. Because Penn State can recruit the entire Northeast. There's a lot of talent over there. That's not to say there's no talent over here. I'm just saying Penn State is, historically speaking, a better program. Why did James Franklin fail? This is not a Penn State show. We're not a Penn State station. James Franklin, in my opinion, should not have been fired. Did he fail? I guess. This year, yeah. Bad season. Last year, they were a play away from making it to the championship game. Sometimes it's sports. Sometimes it happens. But the main difference between Penn State and Indiana is that one team has Kurt Cignetti and the other team does not. And that's it. Okay. And Penn State is looking for the next Kurt Cignetti. Good luck finding him. And when I say that they're looking for the next Kurt Cignetti, let me tell you this. A lot of Penn State fans are looking for Kurt Cignetti. Not even the next one. Yours. So, let me give Scott Dolson a nickel's worth of advice. If Penn State calls, hang up. And you might as well just cut the cell towers now to make sure that that call does not get from Happy Valley to Bloomington. Okay? Take that off the table. Hold Kurt Cignetti hostage. You already signed him to an extension. Give him more money. I don't care. You can't let this guy leave. He has revolutionized the program. He has gotten the community that does not care about football to embrace the game and to make everything about football, which it kind of is right now. All about football in Bloomington. And it's because of this guy. So, do not misinterpret. This doesn't happen without Kurt Cignetti. It's really, really, really hard to find a talented coach. Impossible to find another Kurt Cignetti. He's one of a kind. But I know that IU fans listening right now remember Tony Allen. Remember when Tony Allen was hired? People were excited. He was supposed to be good. And some people thought that he was. Turns out he wasn't. It is so hard to find a new head coach, and that's why I don't even think that Penn State should have fired James Franklin, because the grass is not always greener. This guy has won 70% of his games playing in the toughest conference in America, and you say it's not good enough. Meanwhile, he was one play away from going to the championship game last year. I don't really get it. It's not for me to get. Kurt Cignetti is the secret sauce, and Kurt Cignetti has made people embrace the game. And he has made the game run through Bloomington. Again, they are now getting first place votes in the AP poll. They are the third team in the AP poll. They are going to be undefeated in the regular season. And now, this is all preseason, the way I look at it. All of this is preseason for when IU gets to the college football playoff. They're going to have to beat some good teams. Ohio State, they're still undefeated. USC, they're a good team. Oregon's still a good team, by the way. You could see Oregon again, and Oregon can beat you. Okay? The SEC, going to have to probably go through the SEC. Ole Miss, Texas A&M, both undefeated teams. Alabama, one-loss team. Georgia, LSU, even Tennessee, good teams. That is now the era that IU is in. This is the aisle that IU is shopping in because of Kurt Cignetti, because of Omar Cooper, and Elijah Surratt, and of course, Fernando Mendoza. But above all else, because of the defense. Okay, I was watching that game in its entirety over at the Hilltop Inn on Harmony Way. And let me tell you, you stop by for a cold beer, it is Pub Fair, where the West Side Flair, they're known for their famous brain sandwich, but also, they've got pizza on the menu. I had the best slice of pecan pie I've ever had in my life. I watched that game at the Hilltop Inn, and it was never a doubt who the best team was. First half, a bit of a doubt. Oh, who's going to win? We don't know. But IU never looked outmatched. Never looked phased. Always in the game, Mendoza made throws, and it needed to be a tip ball for him to make a mistake and throw an interception. IU took care of the football. Remember early in the season how they were fumbling a lot? No, not anymore. But in watching that game, the biggest thing that stuck out was that Dante Moore and the Oregon Duck offense, that high-flying offense, never once got into a rhythm. Needed a big play, that 44-yard bomb, to get something going. They needed a pick six to jumpstart their offense. They needed the weird stuff to make it close. But IU, all they did was strap up and go. And Kurt Cignetti, after the game, he even said, you know, I've been a part of some big games on the road. This one felt different the entire time. Because Cignetti even acknowledged that this is the type of game that in the past he's lost. But he knew this week was different. I wasn't there behind the scenes, so I can't tell you why it was different. But I can tell you it is different right now. And I can tell you that IU fans ought to be on cloud nine. I'm sure they are. A lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch that game, to listen to it on WREF. Remember, we'll have the action for you against Michigan State at 2:30 kickoff on Saturday as the Hoosiers put their undefeated record on the line again. And the consequence of success is expectation. Target on your back. You know that everyone's going to give the Hoosiers their best game. It is so cool to see this team, this program, turned around like it has. Again, we're here on WREF, and the Ref's Call is driven by D. Patrick Nissan, and I'm Brad Klein. Hey, if you see a bug, call ARAB Pest Control, because ARAB has seen everything that you don't want to. Termites, roaches, ants, spiders, bed bugs, mice, rats, it doesn't matter, bees, wasps, hornets, mosquitoes, they've seen it all. Now, they don't want to see them. That's why you call ARAB Pest Control, because ARAB has been in the community since the 1920s. 812-423-4455. Again, 812-423-4455, the number to call if you see something that you don't want to. They are quality, speedy service. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the near-perfect Facebook and Google ratings online. That is ARAB Termite and Pest Control. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.